Here with me in this interview is Jim Robbins and Bob Fitzer, and both of you gentlemen are corn growers from the area. I'm going to first of all let you each tell me where you are from here and a little bit about your operation. We'll start with you, Jim.
Okay. I live in Piatone, Illinois. We farm about 3,000 acres and have about 1,500 acres of corn, 1,500 acres of beans, and a family operation.
And how about you, Bob?
I'm straight west here, 10 miles, and I've been farming all my life. This is 61 years this year. Yeah, farming for a hobby now.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and back to you, Bob. Tell me, first of all, what the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council and the Illinois Corn Growers and groups like you all that are getting together to do promotions like this, what is it that you're trying to accomplish?
We're trying to make a better market for our corn. Corn has been not much more money right now than it was 25 years ago. About 14 years ago, I put a book together in Will County, passed it out at the fair, all the stations in Will County that had ethanol. There were seven. So now, I think most of them have it now. So that's what progress we made, but it took 14 years to get it on the move.
And what, as we promote and this industry grows in terms of supplying the fuel for our cars here in the country, what is that going to mean to you as a grower?
Well, it should make maybe another dime a bushel, hopefully. I would think it would be at least that, maybe more.
How do you feel about that, Jim?
Well, I think it's an excellent opportunity for agriculture. It sure puts a positive spin on it because we can use more corn, and we have an abundance of that in the United States. And this last year we've carried over 2.2 billion bushels, so it's an excellent, you know, outlet for our corn and another use and something that we need to promote. And it's a renewable resource. I think that needs to be really brought into the attention of people, and it's good for the environment.
Besides being a corn grower, and you also are involved in a leadership way, I believe, with like Illinois Corn Growers. Tell us a little bit about what that organization is doing to help promote ethanol.
Well, what we're doing, we're sponsoring things such as this, and also we're at the local fairs sponsoring events like this, and we're also, one of the things we're doing, E85 is another one we're really doing a lot of promotion on, trying to get more stations that will carry that, and it's been going real well. I mean, with the price of gasoline right now, it's an excellent opportunity for us.
Now, I know that you work closely with the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. What do you think about their efforts and what they're doing trying to reach out to the consumer?
Well, it's excellent because people don't realize that what they're putting in their car is grown probably when they're driving down the road, they're driving right by it. So, I mean, it's raised in the Midwest, and we can do it every year. So that's one of the things we want to do, bring it to their attention. It's something that we don't have to get from the Mideast. So, I mean, that's one of the things we need to work with Illinois Promotion Council. So that's one of the things that's excellent for that.
Bob, turning back to you, what would you most want consumers to know, speaking as a farmer, about growing our own fuel here in this country and what that means not just to you as a farmer, but to your state here and to the country?
I think the most important part is the environmental part of it. It doesn't pollute the ground. It doesn't. There's no pollution coming out of your tank. It's about 30% less pollution just by adding 10%. And I think that means quite a bit if we can do less pollution in the air.
Now, there are people who have some concerns about us turning our food into fuel, and there's that little issue. But as a grower of corn, what do you say to people who have some of those concerns?
We've had a surplus for as long as I can remember. The only thing we do is reuse that surplus. I think it's fine. I don't think we got anything to worry about as far as I've come from 60 bushels the acre up to 160 bushels the acre in 50, 60 years. And that's quite a bit of improvement just through the better seed and so forth. And I think we can produce the corn if we can find a market for it.
Anything else, Jim, you'd like people to know about what your efforts of yourself as a grower with Illinois Corn Growers and coming out here with the Indy Racing League?
Well, I think it's just something that we need to keep in front of people's attention and something good for, like say we were talking, good for the environment and good for agriculture and good for the economy. So I think that's one thing we need to get across to people.
Thank you very much, right, both of you. We're here at the Ethanol Pump Promotion, Romeoville, Illinois. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.